Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Go Loud!
Very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy from our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Port Mardoch. First off on the program, I want to give a shout out to our latest show sponsor, and that is Superfood. Daily life has changed. Food has not until now. Whether you're looking to boost your vitamin and mineral intake, have nutritionally balanced meals on the go or at home, lose weight, gain weight or build muscle, their product range has you covered. They grow fruit and veg in a privately owned farm in California without chemical sprays or pesticides. And if you would like to order, you can DM them on their new Instagram page for Ireland at Superfood Ireland. At Superfood Ireland. Check them out on Instagram, and they have an incredible range. Capsules, for example, that will give you your five a day, every day, really easily. So check them out once again, Superfood Ireland on Instagram. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Almost two-thirds of Irish parents say their children have to go without essentials such as clothing, heat and food, according to a new shocking survey by the children's charity Barnardo's. Now, as we all know, inflation is affecting us all, is pushing some families into real deprivation, with almost two-thirds having to go without food and other essentials to make ends meet. Now, the charity has called on the government to introduce a hardship fund to ensure children have access to food, clothing and fuel. Here's what the survey found. It showed that 70% of parents said cost of living increases had negatively affected their children over the past 6 months. Negatively affected. Almost two-thirds, 63%, said children had to go without essentials such as food, clothing and heating over the past 6 months due to soaring prices. Now, when we put this up on our Facebook page, we got a very mixed reaction to it. Many people were saying there's no excuse for this and that it is the job of a parent to provide for their child no matter what it takes. I want you to have a listen just first off to one message that we got in on the back of our Facebook post. Have a listen to this message. Hang on, if I press the right button, you'll be able to hear it. And here it is now.
So I'm very rarely shocked, but I was left shocked by that. And two reasons. Part of me doesn't believe it. This couldn't be true. Not in 2022. It could not be happening. Second of all, if this really is happening, I'd love to know how many of these parents can still put a bottle of wine in their fridge or a couple of cans of beer in their fridge. If you are a parent and you are struggling to feed your child, you need to do better. You need to work harder. You need to do something. Our children cannot suffer because we aren't doing enough. Get a job. Get a second job. Get a third job if you have to. Do what a parent does. Provide for your child. It's disgusting to think that this possibly could be true. And if it is, oh my God, my heart. So I would say to those 1 in 3, do better. Just do it. And if you can't, if you can work all the hours that you're getting and you still can't put food in your child's belly, you do not deserve to keep your child. Your child should not suffer because of your shortcomings. I'm just really upset about it. I actually had an argument with my sister about it last night on the phone. She thinks that it's very real and it's happening a lot more than we think. But it's just disgusting. My stomach is turning. Please let me know if you'll talk about it.
Alright, so that's the first message. And then another message that we got in earlier on today is from Trevor.
To a neighbour of mine the other day, she told me she's going to be attempting to have another child. This will make number bloody 7, and she's also telling me that they're struggling with the increase of foods and stuff like that, electricity, you know. So I suggested, do you want to pick up part-time work as a second job? She got highly offended, and then I asked, if you can't afford the kids, you can't afford to live, you can't afford to pay your electricity bills, why have more?
All right, and that was from Trevor. So basically, what both of them are saying is quite similar. They're more or less saying there is no excuse, despite the cost of living increases over recent months, for kids to be going without food, without heat, without clothing, because of their parents not being able to afford the all of this. Now, my kids are fortunately grown up, so they provide for themselves.
Providing for kids is not cheap.
No, I know
that. And I think people need to be aware of that when you are family planning and when you're planning out your... And I've said this umpteen times. I'm not trying to blow my own trumpet here. But the way we did it was worked out how many kids can we afford realistically, even if in the worst case scenario, if something were to happen, that I was to fall down the stairs tomorrow and break my back and I couldn't work for the rest of my life or whatever the case may be, would you be able to work? You work out all these things before having... It's called family planning. That's where the term comes from. You plan a family and you plan a family around your means. So when you see someone like Alec Baldwin has 8 kids. Alec Baldwin can have 8 kids.
He can afford 20 kids.
Yeah, because Alec Baldwin has probably 50 million in the bank. So Alec Baldwin can have as many kids as he wants, and those kids will be provided for. And I've always been, I'm old school, I've always been of the belief that it's your job as a parent to provide for your kids and nobody else's, that it's your job. And if that means I've never, by the way, since I entered the workforce in 1990, that's when I first entered the workforce, I've always had 2 jobs. That's always... So have you, actually.
Yeah, I have.
That's,
yeah.
I've always just had 2 jobs. Because, again, I believe that if you have more outgoing expense, you should bring more money in. That's a simple fact. And some people, just looking at the comments on Facebook, some people are horrified at the thought that you could be asked to get a second job to provide for your kids. I don't get that mentality at all. I would work 120 hours a week to put food on the table, because I believe that as a parent, that is your job, nobody else's job, not the government job.
Okay, but a lot of people believe that it is the government's responsibility to help us out. Things, you know, we never expected, we haven't had inflation rates like this in over 30 years. Stuff has gone up 10%, electricity has gone up 30%. It's been insane over the last few months, and it has really caught some people off guard.
Yeah, I get that. The cost of living, by the way, the cost of living has always gone up. By the way, this is nothing new. Cost of living goes up. It's all relative. You know, in the 60s, the cost of living went up. It's standards that the cost of living will go up year after year.
No. Hang on. Stop being so ignorant. We have had inflation of under 2% every year for the last 15 or 20 years.
No, things...
Suddenly, yeah, stuff has gone up by 10%, 20%, 30%. Stuff that we've never had to deal with before.
I get that.
I sent you a photograph last night of petrol in a petrol station.
Ridiculous price.
€2.20 for a litre. So a year ago, that same garage sold petrol for €1.20 a litre.
Which is why I'm booked in for a vasectomy in 2 weeks' time, because I don't want any more kids, because I know that I can't afford any more. So it's time for me to be realistic about it and say, I'd love 7 kids if I could have
them. But by the way, can I just let you know that in countries around the world, the poorest countries in the world have the biggest families. In Ireland, when we were on our knees as a country, when we were extraordinarily poor, we had huge families. You know, your grandparents were from families of 10, 12, 13 kids.
They were all living in one bedroom.
But the point I'm trying to make is, This whole thing of if you can't afford to have kids, don't have them. The reality of it is that all around the world,
I subscribe to that argument. By the way,
if you can't afford kids, don't have them.
Well, absolutely. Why would you bring kids into the world if you can't afford them?
Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
Gentlemen.
Now, Dave. Those messages, two messages saying something similar. One was from a man saying, if you can't afford kids, don't have them. And then another woman just doesn't believe that these parents are doing it right. In other words, if their kids are going without, they need to get out and get another job.
Yeah, but you know what? If we were in the middle of a recession, I'd say you have an argument, right? we're living, like per capita, we're living in what is considered to be one of the richest nations in history. Like, we have more spending money on paper, apparently, than the likes of the United States. We beat out Singapore, which is one of the best economies in the fucking world. Like, if things were done right in this country, I'd agree with it. But the wealth is there, but it's just pissed up against the wall. Look at the difference between like public sector versus private sector, right? And like back to Jeremy's little contribution there a few minutes ago about the price of living. Obviously, it does raise every year. Wages in this country have stagnated since the last recession.
Mm-hmm.
You have
But so is inflation. We haven't had inflation.
No, but here's the thing, though. The cost of living has gone up and up and up, but wages haven't gone up to match it. You have the like companies, the likes of Dunn's, Tesco's, all of them. They make savage profits every year.
Yeah, but we sound like people before profit now here. These are all facts, and I'm not disagreeing with you. But you have a child as well. I don't know how many children.
I have two kids.
You have two kids.
I have two kids, yeah.
So you know how bloody, oh my God, they drain you. They literally drain you.
I know how bloody expensive it is, Jeremy. But here's the thing, though. There's enough wealth in this country to fairly look after everybody and not have
We're not turning into communists now. I don't just turn into communists.
That's what it is.
You want us to live in a communist society.
Can you shut the fuck up for a second and let me make a point? Can you?
Yeah.
Right? You look at the private sector versus the public sector in this country, right? We have 126 TDs in this country. Most of them, with their expense accounts, earn over 120,000 euros a year. Why in the name of Christ, in a country of 5 million people, do we need that many TDs, not let alone their office staff, senators, the HSE, for example, like Paul Reid.
By the way, we actually have more TDs than you even think. The Dáil currently consists of 160 TDs.
There you go. 2 billion euro pissed up against the wall for Children's Hospital that still isn't open. 1 million euro was wasted on a fucking printer that they refused to use because the unions got involved and said, you know, they need more money to be able to do it. Like, the public sector is squandering money.
Whatever happened to personal responsibility? And that's what I want to talk about here. Personal responsibility, that when you are a parent, my fundamental job is to provide for my children no matter what that takes.
Right.
And to that end, I do work two jobs. I work a lot of hours. I'd love.
Yeah, I'm the same. Yeah,
I don't want to be sitting here right now.
I had a tea break or a lunch break in the last three weeks because I'm doing work on the side to make money.
You'd work every hour God sends if you had to.
I was working 60 hours a week for 3 months last summer to provide for my family, right?
Hang on. 10 of those hours were spent talking to us on the show, Dave. So come on.
Dave, let me ask you. One message said, I can't believe in 2022 that any kids are going without. And the implication was that they're not trying hard enough. They're waiting for handouts instead of getting up off their arse and going and get a second job or a third job.
Right, we see, my whole point to this is, right, we're in unprecedented times. Inflation's going through the fucking roof, like I've never seen in my life.
No,
right?
Nor have I.
All I'm saying is, what's the reason, why do we pay tax? Like, we pay tax to prop up the system so we all get something out of it. Yeah, we pay for infrastructure, supposed to pay for healthcare, right? Why can't, just for the time being, I'm not saying for now, I'm not saying let's give everybody bucket loads of money. Why can't, for now, we lower the bar for the likes of fuel allowance and things like that? To take the price off, like to take the burn off working people. And like before this turns into a conversation about how we're being fucked over by people on social welfare, even though we've only 5% unemployment, which by a country's standards is pretty good. But at the moment, working people, not people on the social welfare, not, you know, wealthy people working in the civil service doing sweet fuck all and getting paid handsomely for it. Working people who this time last year would have had a fairly comfortable life or were able to provide for their families are now seeing it become prohibitively expensive.
Absolutely.
To live
and this is the point that I was trying to make to you, Jeremy, that that petrol that I sent you a photograph of yesterday at 2.20 a litre was 1.30 a year ago.
I pushed the car rather than pay that for it.
That's stupid. You're not going to push the bloody car. The fact of the matter is that if you've a petrol car, that's what you're looking at paying now in the coming weeks.
I know.
And people just can't afford it. So something has to give. And what Dave is saying, it is up to the government to help us out here. Stay there for a second. I want to go to Ali. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Ali.
Hi, hello, finally. Right. I do understand what the guy before, I don't know his name, what it is, but I do understand. I'm going to get away from the topic. We were talking about the children and the cost of living. I'm a single mom with three kids. Well, the oldest one is 22. He comes, goes, and goes to my country. He's studying there. He works here. Well, I have another two teenagers, 12 years old and 13 years old. Normally, I'm going food shopping, and it was like 100 euros what, you know, was enough for me. Mm-hmm. When I get now go shopping, it's kind of getting over 40, over 50 euros. And the woman that was talking about the beers or whatever the parents, she's fucking full of shit. I'm sorry for my language, but that's what it is. She doesn't know what it is to be a single parent and struggling.
Okay, so let me ask you then. Let me ask you. In the last couple of months, with inflation shooting through the roof, with the cost of living really becoming difficult, tell me how it is affecting you. How are you struggling?
Every week I'm going food shopping, and every week you can see 20 cents there, 50 cents there, a euro there, whatever it is. But when I'm coming to pay, and you know what, I'm actually sometimes, I'm struggling. I am a single parent, but I do work part-time. I have a part-time job because I won't be able to survive on this 200 euro or something that I'm getting from the government. So I've got a part-time job. So I'm working for, when I'm going every week, food shopping, it's all the time extra. And there is another thing what they do, like in bone stores, the desk, whatever. The normal brands that you can get the cheap one, like pasta for 50 cents, which will do the job. You put some real butter, it's going to be taste like a proper pasta that is 2 or 3 euros.
Okay, well, let me ask you then, Ali. This report today said that almost 2/3 of parents say their children have to go without essentials like clothing, heat, and food. Is that you? Okay. Is that what you're experiencing?
I am. I'll tell you a thing. Like, my son he finished second year in the secondary school, right? And for the last few months, I could see his bloody trousers a little bit too short. So he was walking to school like Michael Jackson till the, you know, very, a little bit short trousers, which I was embarrassed for. What's the point for me to buy him now another pair of trousers? It's 30 euros around, something like that, when he just finishing in a week time. So he was walking around. It was breaking my heart to see my job, but there's nothing I could do. I have bills to pay. And I'm trying to feed them properly. Healthy food, but the healthy food costs you an arm and a leg.
Okay, so basically, in the last couple of days, you needed to buy clothes for your young fella, and you couldn't afford to. Simple as that.
No.
Right.
No.
And, to the point that you're embarrassed that you couldn't, but you couldn't.
I am embarrassed because, I mean, like, if I'm going to buy him a new pair of trousers right now, he's a teenager. He is already taller than me, and his feet and body grows overnight. If somebody have teenagers, they would know. So what, I can't buy him now a pair of trousers now to finish his school, because in August I have to buy another pair and I have to pay the flipping book.
Okay, so in answer to our question, you really are struggling. You can see the cost of butter going up when you go shopping every week. You can see everything going up in price.
I feel it absolutely every single day. And you know what? Every single week the prices go up 20 cents a day. I'm actually going with my phone when I'm going shopping, doing the calculation.
It's that bad. How many children have you got?
Well, three, but the older one is 22. He's a teenager.
He's a grown up. Okay, you have two that you are responsible for.
I still support the older one because he's studying in a different country. He comes back here, works and stuff like that.
And do you not have any support? Do you not have any support other than that?
No, I'm a single mom all my life.
Okay, now Jeremy, there is a lady that literally couldn't afford to buy clothes for her young fella the other day.
Yeah,
embarrassingly
that is,
so.
That is shocking.
What I'm hearing from people is you cut your cloth to suit your measure. She can't cut anything else.
Well, you said that yourself at the start. You didn't believe, you don't believe the figure that 2/3 of parents are struggling. So you don't believe it either.
Your argument was don't be having kids if you can't afford them. This woman has these children. She has them now. Yeah. And inflation has
made
her...
I love the kids. I mean, they were a blessing for me. I didn't expect... I didn't expect to have them. It just happened. I was illegal that time when I came to Ireland.
Okay, hang on. Quick question for you from Kieran, who's just posted on Facebook. And he says, can she not buy her clothes in pennies? And does she drink or smoke? Now, you don't have to answer those questions if you don't want to. But do you drink or smoke?
I do smoke. Yeah, I am a smoker.
Mm, yeah, you see, cigarette habits.
Wait a minute. I do not smoke cigarettes because they're too expensive. I smoke tobacco. That's it. It's easier. Yeah, I know it's bad for.
No. That's not me saying I wouldn't deny you cigarettes, but.
You were about to. You were leading the conversation. You asked her that question.
Okay, first of all, hang on.
Because you were about to say, oh, it's just as well you don't smoke because you should give them up.
What I was about to say is...
My kids are always coming first, no matter what.
Jeremy, why did you ask her, does she smoke?
Well, no, I didn't. I said Kieran texted in.
Okay,
I was reading his message.
I have expenses. Yeah, the tobacco is a cigarette. They are around €16 or whatever. So I went around.
The point she's making is that she was coping until this cost of living crisis kicked in.
I know, but then you have to do whatever it takes.
Okay, and so
this is my local cafe is looking for staff.
Okay, Ali, why can't you go out and work more?
Oh, I actually need a new job. I'll tell you why I cannot work more. First of all, my youngest child is 12. I cannot go on a feed. I just only can do 20 hours. But the thing is, before that, actually, they changed the law. So I'll tell you what it was. 19 and a half hours I was allowed. I didn't know. I didn't see the letter. So for the extra 30 minutes of my job, they took from my social welfare 13.50. So I do work for 10.40. And then
let me read a message that just came in to us then from Catherine. And Catherine says her smokes could have bought the young fella his new trousers. That's a fact.
He's still getting his fucking trousers. Trust me. He does. But it's a struggle anyway. But he still gets it.
Okay.
I don't go out at all.
Okay. Stay there for one second please. 0858252626 is our number if you want to get involved in this conversation.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Gareth, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gareth? Good, thanks, Gareth. You've been listening to Ali there, and Ali was clearly outlining how difficult life is, that she the cost of living crisis has really affected her. She notices every price increase left, right and centre. What do you want to say on this?
Yeah, I think it's a genuine person needs a bit of help, but the recession is coming. On the way, because prices can't keep going the way it is. People are struggling at the moment, but like, I'm okay. I bought a log cabin. I'm okay. No bills, no mortgage. I have three jobs. That's just me. But there's a struggle with it. Prices are fuel.
Let me ask you, Gareth, are you struggling more now than you were?
Oh, no.
No.
I won't play the fiddle and everything. Oh, blew me. No, I'm not.
Okay, so you're not noticing... You're not noticing price increases in the same way that Ali is, where she can see 10 cent on butter. She notices things like that. You're not.
I do notice it, Adrian, but it doesn't worry me. It doesn't affect me.
It
but
doesn't affect you.
Has two other mouths to feed. I don't. They just have these out. I see fuel going up, things going up. I just go, oh, well, I just have to do a few more hours driving a minibus stop, walking on the farm. It doesn't really affect me. Prices aren't affecting me because I'm on my own. Whereas people with kids and that, Jesus, it must be an awful struggle. And everyone wants the best for that kid, you know?
But you were saying, though, that you believe we need to live within our means. What do you mean by that?
I think people are now trying to buy top-branded stuff and computer games is €500 and €600. Just going to have to start cutting back. Whatever it was before the pandemic, everybody would just forget about before the pandemic. Them days are gone.
I agree.
It's a new era now. You're going to have to walk to live because you've got a shit government that don't live in reality we live in, and no one is standing up whatsoever to stop it.
So, okay, so what is your message then to somebody like Ali on the other line here, who is really struggling? She's working as much as she actually is allowed to, and she can't do any more. She needs help.
And again, that lady has, you know, the kids on the range. She's she probably can't leave them on their own, so she has to go get a minder.
Let me ask you, Ali, what ages are the kids that are in your care?
12, the youngest one, 13, which is going to be nearly 14 now, and the oldest one is 22. He does live with me occasionally, so I have to feed him too. He comes in and out and stuff.
Okay,
out,
so you have one 12-year-old in your care, nearly 13.
Yeah, 13, okay. and another one, 13. I have two teenagers, actually.
Oh, sorry, 12 and 13. Oh, okay, right.
So yes.
And then the 22-year-old as well. Now, can you not go out and work full-time?
No, if I'm going to go to work full-time, I'm going to lose all the benefits, like Christmas allowance, which I do, Christmas bonus, which is good. It's a little bit of a help. And you lose as well the fuel allowance, which in the winter, like now with June, we're still using the heater because it's freezing cold in the house. Everything is electricity in my house. The electricity bill comes all the time, 400 euros, maybe more.
Okay, so let me ask you then, you're struggling with food, you're struggling with heat, you're struggling with clothing, you've already described with the young fella. Is there anything, Gareth was saying a second ago, is there anything that you can cut back on? And I'm thinking of, for example, would you not give up the tobacco, give up the smoking?
I won't give up tobacco. That's the only thing that keeps me calm. So.
Okay, so that's not an option.
I have to say...
No, listen to me. My tobacco keeps me sane for the rest of the week with my job and the kids and stuff and that. People who are not single parents, they wouldn't understand the struggle.
No, but Ali, if I were you, the first thing I'd be doing tomorrow morning is handing out my CV to the local cafes and restaurants that are crying out for staff.
I know.
No, but there's no point in saying There's no point in saying I know.
I actually have a degree in the history in my country, so it's supposed to be now after all the politicians and all the stuff they've done, our president from Moldova, Maia Sandu. Apparently, before when I came to Ireland, if you have a degree in some university, which was a university in Ireland, this college, you have to do 2 years to be recognized, which is 3,000 euros, 4,000 euros, which I don't have. It. I'm a single mom, and I'm working a part-time job.
Okay, so even the qualifications that you have aren't worth anything to you. But again, I'm going to ask the question that I asked originally was, why can't you go out and work full-time?
Because I will lose too much benefits. I will, and I won't be able to afford.
Okay, so
I won't be able to afford to pay the house and to raise my kids, because that's the way Joan Barton made the changes in 2000, wherever he was, when the child is 7 years of age, and she changed absolutely. They pushed. I've done the courses that I could when the kids were younger. Now I can't, because I have to pay for them courses. I want to do accounting.
Stay there for 1 second.
Can I ask a question? You don't have to answer this question because it's a personal question, but some people are asking. Some people are asking, you said you're a single mom. How many children, four or three, is it?
Three.
I don't know how you do it, because we have three kids and I'm not a single parent. I don't know how you do it. A lot of people want to know, are you getting maintenance from the father of the children?
No.
Oh,
because
Jesus.
My two Irish kids, that is Irish, they haven't seen their dad for the last 3 or 4 years. He disappeared completely.
So he's getting off scot-free, not paying a sweet cent toward... Excuse me, French. That boils my piss.
It does me as well.
That there's a man somewhere.
Tell me about this. I'm leaving just like this. I'm born 2008 and 2009.
And so why aren't you bringing this father before the family courts and getting him to pay up?
He brought me. He wanted the access. I was in the DV situation, so. He was trying to get access to the kids just to piss me off and just to take off of me, because I left him. So now he disappeared. And you know what? It's good riddance, because he was...
I know you might think it's good riddance, but it's not good riddance for the rest of society that he is not paying any money towards the upkeep of his children.
I mean, I know he's not paying. I'm sorry, I'm going to be harsh with you here. I'm sorry, I have to be blunt here. Yeah. It's not my fault or the government's fault or society's fault that you couldn't afford trousers.
I don't ask anything from the government.
Let me listen. Listen to me.
I'm not asking, I'm working, I'm providing for my kids, not the government.
Okay.
I do.
Listen to me, I wasn't going to blame you either. I'm saying it's not your fault either. It's the father of those two children, it was his job to provide the trousers for his child.
I know, but it was my fault to pick you up a shitty fucking asshole over that. Sorry for my language.
Here, you wouldn't be the first. You wouldn't be the first person to have kids with a fucking.
I was stupid enough to just only fall in love with the wrong man.
Again, you wouldn't be the. Yes, again, you wouldn't be the first,
and you won't be the last either.
But that man needs to be held accountable.
Yeah, absolutely. But all right, let me bring in.
What was the first thing your mother? It's an Irish mammy thing. What did your mammy used to say to you when you started being sexually active?
If you dip your wick, you pay for the oil.
That's what that was bred into me when I was, as soon as my mother knew I was sexually active at the age of 28. No, but that's what she said to me. Yeah. She said, Jeremy, if you, I don't care what you do, but if you get a woman pregnant, I'm sorry, it boils my piss.
But it is what it is, though. This conversation.
No, we need to stop it because there's so many cases like that where men. And they're not men, they're sperm donors, they're not even fathers.
I'm not going to argue with any.
Are walking around the streets of Dublin, not paying a sweet cent, and we're paying for their kids.
Okay, but listen to what that lady Ali has been describing to you. And people are texting in and messaging in saying, get up off your arse, go work full time, go get the father to pay. She is where she is.
That's not a good enough answer. We are where we are. That man should be paying for his two kids.
But he's not.
Let him off scot-free.
Let's bring in more of your comments.
By the way, hang on. You of all people should know that you have been a single father, a separated father.
Correct.
I doubt your kids missed one payment.
No, they didn't. No.
Well, why is that?
Because I'm a decent bloke. This guy isn't. But where is he? She can't find him. He's disappeared off the face of the earth. Let's bring in more of your opinions.
By the way, stop making it. You can't find him. They were able to find
him. Okay, but hang on. Ali, why have you not been able to find him?
I don't know. You always had the phone on for years, since we were together, but now his phone is off. I don't know.
He's disappeared off the face of the earth.
No, we had once an incident. He's supposed to pick up the kids. He was high as fuck. I didn't know about it. I was in work. And he started to keep on with, where do I live? I had the restraining order from him.
Which is good, and I'm glad you got that. I'm glad you got that.
Next of all, my kids are ringing me in work. It's a smile. Somebody's banging on the door. And it's very violent. I had to drop a job, get a taxi, go home. My older son came home as well. It was really not a good act. So he can fuck off because...
Yeah, and the point is, who wants a prick like that in their children's lives?
Sorry.
I can hear this story. He's not paying any money because he's not seeing his kids. He's an absolute prick, and she's not going to pursue him. Why should she? Who wants to have anything to do with a prick like that?
Sorry, did I say they should be going out for dinner together? It's a DV situation. The man shouldn't be near her, but he should be. You don't have to meet someone face to face to get money off.
No, I know
that man should be brought before the courts.
I agree.
The judge should insist. Give me your IBAN and your BIC number. There'll be 80 quid every week coming out of your account to pay for.
I'm not arguing that point.
No, you can't.
Would you want to have anything to do with somebody like that?
I wouldn't.
Easy for you to say. You're not in the position she's in. Okay, so don't be lecturing her.
I'm not lecturing her.
You are. You're saying get money off that man. She doesn't want to have anything to do with him. Here's a WhatsApp voice.
I'm not listening to you. This is a WhatsApp voice.
You're angry with her as well.
I'm not angry with her at all. I feel sorry for her. If I could help her in any way, I would. I'm angry that man is not looking after his children.
Okay, let's bring in this WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, guys. It's Chelsea. I'm listening here in Chester. It's a bank holiday, so, you know, I'm not working today, thankfully. I hope you guys are well, though. Basically, I just wonder what percentage of those parents who took the survey were smokers and drinkers, because I just wonder if they weren't, then how much money they will have saved and been able to spend on these necessities for their children, clothing, heating, food, and so on. I'm sorry, but I just can't help but wonder that. You know, it's the same here, though, in the UK. Prices for everything have just gone up. But now here, the people I've noticed talking more, not more, but just sort of coming across hard done by, are those that just... you know, that just seem to smoke and drink. And, you know, that's great if you do. There's absolutely no problem. Like, you know, I have no problem with that. But it's just that when you don't need to do that, and then you're able to, you know, you have to put your priorities first, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And obviously kids come before everything for parents. So, yeah, that's all I had to say. I don't know what people's thoughts on my opinions, but that's just how I feel. Thanks, guys. Love
it's
the show.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Now, John, you believe it is the government's job to provide for people like Ali and people who are struggling at the moment.
Absolutely, Adrian. Absolutely. And the thing is, it's typical arsehole Irish. Listen to that girl there a minute ago on the voice note. Blame everybody else but the government. You see, the government have a big, you know, the big way to play in this. They've done it a few months ago to reduce the diesel and the petrol prices. They gave everybody €100 worth of heating, if you remember.
€200 they actually gave.
€200, sorry. Now, it's got to be done again, and it's got to help. Now, I'm fortunate, you know, I have money. You know, I give and take, I bring in a good few quid here, and I'm feeling. I'm not on the dole. Well, I am on the dole, but I'm working as well. But the fact of the matter is, I'm even feeling that, you know. So I hear a few of your guys there saying, oh, I get another job. I have a job, you know. And, you know, it's you know, I'm feeling it. You know, that 150 shopping.
Exactly.
Well, €150 I used to spend on shopping a week. Now that's 180. The diesel bill on the car there, it used to be at least 50 quid a week. It's now 80, 90 quid a week, you know. Like, literally, everything a week is gone. It's gone sky high. I don't know how anybody lives on 200 quid. Hats off to Ali there. Hats off to her. Because 200, Jesus, you wouldn't even see it.
Okay, so let me ask you then, John.
The 200 euros is nothing but you get. I'm working my ass off. Excuse my language. A few weeks, I get 200 euros. I'm still blamed the fuck that I'm not fucking getting a second job. Where the fuck am I going to get the second job?
Okay, let me ask you, and this brings us back to the start of this conversation where people are saying, just go get a job, you'll be grand. It's not that easy.
It's not as easy.
Okay, and John, you believe it is the responsibility of the government to help somebody like Ali who is really struggling with this cost of living crisis.
Absolutely, and I want help too. And so do the farmers, and so do the bakers, and so do the electricians, and so do the plumbers. We all want help.
Sorry, John, can I ask you a question? You have three children, is that correct?
Two children.
Did the government make you have two children? No, I'm just saying.
I'm just asking a question.
Where I'm trying to find it on the internet. Where on the internet does it say that you should be able to have as many children as you want without worrying about the consequences of paying for them?
Here's the thing, Jeremy. Would I bring another child into this shithole stick? No, I wouldn't. You're right in what you said.
Okay, we agree on something.
I have a 22-year-old and I fear for his life because he's never going to get a fucking house in this kid of the country.
Yeah.
He's never, ever going to... I know he's never going to get a house. Unless he wins a fucking lotto or unless I do.
I agree.
He's never going to be able to get a mortgage. Now, you said yourself, the harsh reality of it is, you know, I would love another kid or two. Of course it was. We always wanted another kid. But the state of the affairs now, the state of this country, that is never going to fucking happen. Yes, I had two kids when I was younger, and I still provide for them, and I still do. And they do not need for nothing, and they will fuck not. But I tell you this, it is the government. It is up to the government. Do help out.
Okay, so somebody like Ali, who has been describing how she works part-time, she can't really work full-time or she'd lose too much of her benefits, it's just not practical. You believe it is the responsibility of our government to help people like that.
And another thing, Adrian. The shithead government would want to step up to the pod there. They don't have their view about 2 weeks ago. And they said it was a spare realm. It's amazing when the government, when it suits the government, they can do what they want. If you have a spare realm, they're not going to just benefits. You can rent it out for $14,000 a year.
Listen,
this is what I want to say to you. And you were saying earlier on, what can be done? Well, I'll tell you one thing that can be done. If they can say that to the Irish people that are on social welfare or benefits, that you can rent out a room for $14,000 a year, I'll tell you what they can do then. They can turn around and say, listen, lads, However, go and get a second job, and I won't go to fucking benefits either. That's what you should be doing. At least whoever is stuck will be paying a bit of tax back into the grid and working part-time jobs. Other than that, they wouldn't be doing it because they're on.
Okay, so somebody like Ali should be able to go out and work more, but not have her benefits affected.
Exactly, and phase it out then after a year or 2 years, you know, get people back to work.
Okay, now John, I mean Jesus Christ. You said there a second ago that it's the government's job to provide for your children. Now, in your case,
I didn't say it's the government's job to provide for the kids. What I did say is they could be doing a lot more for me or that.
Well, no, they couldn't. They couldn't be doing any more for you because they're giving you social welfare every week while you're working on the side. So what more do you want? What do you want, the government to pull up outside your front house with a new car for you? Is that what you're looking for?
I'll tell you what I do want. I want cheaper diesel prices. I want cheaper fuel prices. I want cheaper
we all want that, John.
Exactly.
We all want
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And I've got to And just back to you, Jeremy. As I said to you already, I'm not pointing out 200 quid a week. You wouldn't piss on 200 quid a week.
So you're not just getting 200 quid a week.
Everybody else. I'm talking about Ali here. I'm talking about Ali or people that are on that. You couldn't wipe your
arse
with 200 quid,
do you think? Okay, I have to stop you here now because this is annoying me. I'm sorry, John. No. Let's talk facts here because this is nonsense. First of all, when somebody is on social welfare getting 200 quid, that's not where it stops, okay? So when you were... and I don't want to talk about that girl. Let's talk about a general situation where there is a single parent. You would be in receipt of HAP allowance, okay? So you wouldn't be paying full rent on the place. You would have children's allowance.
Listen to me. It's gone.
Is HAP gone?
It's not a room.
No, it's not gone. Because you can't get anywhere on HAP. Now, just as a by the way, the government did today announce that HAP was going up by 35%. So that will help over the coming weeks and months. Yeah, it's about time.
The point I'm making is that when you say that nobody could survive on 200 quid a week, nobody is surviving on 200 quid a week. That's not where social welfare ends. And you would know that because you're in receipt of social welfare.
What are you doing then?
Sorry?
The person that is on 200 quid, it's only for me to talk. I can say what I don't care what anybody thinks of me walking on the dollar now. But what I'm saying to you is this, that person that is on 200 quid a week, they are genuinely struggling. They are. Because I know people that are on 200 quid a week. They're asking me for a fucking lens, and I do give them a lens for payday. I know this. I've seen this. I see it every day of the week. So what are you going to say, Jeremy? What are you going to say?
Not going to say anything. Did you give them
attacking that girl there for having a box of tobacco?
Well, that's not, that wasn't me that said that. So I the only person I attacked, if you listen back, and you can listen back to the podcast, John, the only person I attacked was the sperm donor. Because I won't even call him a father.
Sorry, Jeremy.
I didn't give out about smoking cigarettes. That was one of the listeners.
But you implied it earlier on in the conversation.
Implied.
You did.
I implied.
You did. You said people need to cut back.
Now because of those.
I know you. Hang on for one second, because you've always said it to me about smoking, and wasting money.
You're guessing what I'm thinking now. Okay.
You do think that woman should give up smoking. You do. I know you do. I know you long enough.
Well, okay. First of all,
you just haven't the balls to stand by your convictions,
okay,
because that is your belief.
Well, how much is a bag of tobacco every...
I haven't a clue how much tobacco is.
Well, how much is a cigarette habit costing her?
Tenner every second day, maybe?
Okay, I will say this. I just know, okay, I'm pretty much addicted to Coca-Cola, yeah? I drink Coca-Cola, I drink 3 cans of it a day, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much addicted to it, yeah? But I do know that if my son turned around to me tomorrow, yeah? And he said, Daddy, I need a new pair of runners for school. Yeah, and it was the difference between buying him a pair of runners, which you can get for a tenner, by the way, in Dunn's. If it was the difference between buying him a pair of runners so he didn't have to go to school with holes in his shoes, or buying a 24-pack of Coca-Cola, which do you think I'd buy?
You're being a little bit silly.
Oh, it can't be.
You don't have an addiction to Coca-Cola.
Well, maybe she doesn't have addiction to nicotine.
She clearly does.
Not everybody that smokes is addicted to nicotine.
I want to bring in some more opinions on this. This is Jess.
It's all well and good saying get a second job and all, but some jobs don't let you work 2 jobs. And sometimes you just can't get that second job and other hours in. Like, it's not as easy as go out and get more hours, get more money, blah, blah, blah. You can be the best budgeter in the world and still not be able to survive. So people just need to have a bit of cop on.
All right, now, Leanne, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Leanne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Leanne. What did you want to say on this?
When I work in retail, and there's often times when I'm behind the till and I just see mothers around the shop, I get a few bits. And then when you come to the till, it's like 50, 60 euro. You know, they're getting their aerial or their comfort or whatever. There are a few little bits that help them throughout the week. And they're saying, how is it that much? How is it? And they take a stroke. And then even sometimes, it's horrible to see. You know what I mean? And some people just can't afford to walk two jobs. It's not easy. It's easier said than done, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? Like, especially if you don't have the childcare or you don't have any to...
And this, this goes back to the start of this conversation where one of our messages said, there is no excuse for your kids going without food or heat or clothing.
Just do whatever you have to do.
Just do whatever you have to do. Go out and get a second job. And you were saying it's not that easy.
It's literally not that easy. And it's very mentally draining as well. And people always say the times between when your baby is born and that 5 is the most important time of the year. Maybe some mothers just don't want to miss out that much walking 60 hours a week on that, and they want to spend time with their kids as well. You know what I mean? You have to look for, and there's also a lot of resources out there, but they just have to be broadcast a little bit more. And don't be ashamed to ask for help either. You know what I mean? Like sometimes, like if someone's, if you're...
And this goes back to the point that the message that we played at the very start, she was basically saying that it is up to you. It's not up to the government to help you. John was saying it is up to the government to help you. And I think you're more agreeing with what John was saying, are you?
Really,
In other words, what I'm getting at is you believe that, you just said a moment ago, that some mothers want to stay at home with their kids. They should be helped to stay at home with their kids.
No, I mean, like, if, like, for myself, like, I work 40 hours a week. But at 40 hours a week is enough for me, because I have two small kids and I'd rather spend the time, like, I'd like to spend the time with them. You know what I mean? But I'm at the only part of work, and I don't think the government, I do think there should be some assistance, like the back to school and stuff like that, it should be needed. But I don't think staying at home.
Let me ask you a question then. Are you surprised to hear that almost 2/3 of Irish parents have said that their kids have had to go without essentials like clothing, heat and food because of the cost of living crisis?
No, I'm not surprised, to be honest. It's just not easy on parents, you know what I mean? And as the generation changes, they're all looking for, you know, the latest shoes. And sometimes it's pretty hard, you know, for parents to provide for that. And it's not easy.
Okay, but what you're saying is, working in retail, you have seen for yourself how people are genuinely shocked when they get to the counter and realise what stuff is actually costing now.
Yeah, there was one time that a lady came in and she was obviously lost her leave card, and she only had 15 euro left for the week. And she said, I'm about to lose my leave card and stuff like that. And I just might have. And she looked like she was going to take it out on the... She looked like she was going to take it on the little kid. Like, and I just said, oh my God. Like, I just felt so bad. And I ended up giving her the leave card out of my own pocket, because I just felt sort of... I just felt like that's all the money that she has for the week. What am I supposed to do? I wouldn't rest easy. I just panic. You know what I mean? And it's all about, you know, helping others.
That's very, that's very decent of you, though, to have a heart. Yeah, some others won't. But your point being that this woman was so tight with money that losing her Leap card was nearly the end of her world because she only had 15 quid to last the week.
And here she was looking in her pocket. Like, you know the way when you look at the fridge for something to eat, even like you can look in the fridge as many times, but what you want is not going to be there. She kept looking in her pockets as to say, have I any more money? And I just felt terrible. And like she was giving her, obviously the kid lost it, and she was giving the kid the evil. So I said, imagine she went home and battered that child. And I was thinking mad stuff. And I said, no, I'll just get it for you. You go and have a good day. And she went so happy then. And I was like, I'm not saving her that much money so she can get what she needed, that 15 euro for, you know.
All right, but I have to say, it is very decent of you to do that for her, because, yeah, you wouldn't sleep easy thinking of that poor woman and her 15 quid, would you?
Quid, yeah, and that's just me. And I'd like to think that if I was ever stuck like that, the favour would return back to me if I was stuck or something. Because oftentimes I'd say, do you have a change of a fiver? You know, because I usually drive, if I have change of a fiver, they say, no, I'll get you on the Leap card grant. You know what I do? You know what I mean? It comes back to you. And that's the way I think. So I do think there is a lot of resources out there to help. And I'm not saying the government should help or either way. I do think that if you're really stuck...
Okay, but the point is, you have seen yourself how people really are struggling. That's the point.
Yeah, of course. Especially working in retail. How comes that? I went into a cafe yesterday and it was 3.10 for my daughter just to have a glass of 7 Up. €3.10. You can get a whole six pack for that price. Hmm. I was disgusted getting up and walking out. I was disgusted. I was like, I bought her out for a walk.
Yeah, no, it is. It's outrageous. Stay there for a second if you can, please. Let me go to Nikki. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Nikki.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. What did you want to say on all this?
Well, I'm probably coming from a different perspective and I don't want to get slated now for what I'm about to say, but I am on social welfare. I'm a carer for my youngest child. They're autistic and they have a lot of mental health issues, so they'd self-harm a lot and stuff like that. I have tried to go out to work when I thought things were good and then things kind of take a turn for the worse and I can't go out to work because obviously if I go out to work, I have to hold down that job when they're in school, when they're not in school on summer holidays, and I'm just too afraid to leave them here on their own at the minute. But so I suppose what I'm trying to say is I have like a lone parent's payment and I have a halfway carer's payment every week and I would get maintenance every week from my child's father. And
Nikki, sorry to cut across you. Yeah. What's the point that you think somebody's going to attack you over?
Just because I suppose what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is I can quite easily live off of the social welfare payments. Like if I was to go back to work, it would be more for my mental health and the social side of it, because we're quite isolated here. I don't have any family around me or any friends or anything like that. So if I was to go back to work, it would be for the social side of it. But at the same time, because of the price of living going up now, it actually scares me to even contemplate going back to work, because I know that if and when I do, certain payments will be cut or taken off me, and my rent will go up, and I'll be kind of, you know, I'll have to sink or swim going back to work. But I suppose I just wanted to make the point that I think people can live within their means, even on social welfare, if they try hard enough. Like I'm able to do it.
Yeah, and but you did say that you do get some financial support, to help you. Others don't get that.
Yeah, no, I'm very lucky in the fact that my daughter's father is very good and gives maintenance every week.
Okay, you heard from Ali earlier on, the absolute dickhead of a father.
That's a really hard situation, it is, and my heart went out to that girl. Like, she has three kids as well, whereas I've two, one grown up and flown the nest and is totally independent. And I've only one.
Yes, but you get carer's allowance, you get help from the father of your children, so it's not as difficult. It really
isn't.
It's not as difficult for you. And you're also faced with the extra dilemma of if you went back to work, you would lose a lot of your benefits, so you don't know if it would ever be worth it for you.
No, I don't. And I suppose another thing what I wanted to say was the price of petrol. That's actually really scary, because my child now, they can't walk to school, and their school is a good 3 kilometres away. Now, I know that's not far, but, you know, and like you see the price of petrol, it was €2 there a couple of days ago, and now it's €2.12 in the garage.
I took a photograph last night of it being €2.20.
Yeah, like, you know, how are parents supposed to get kids to school that can't walk to school when they go back in the summer? Because I'm assuming.
Okay, let me just ask you finally. You say that it is a struggle, but not as bad as other. You're coping, in other words.
No, I'm coping, and I feel very fortunate and very lucky that I am.
Okay, but you are worried that things could get worse and you won't be able to cope. Yeah, okay. Stay there for 1 second. I want to squeeze in one last call. And that's you, John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you?
Good, John. What did you want to say?
So anyone that doesn't buy their kids food or leaves their kids going out should be firstly up on charges and secondly have the kids taken off them.
It's
child neglect.
It's a bit dramatic if you literally haven't got the money to pay for clothes.
Where's the money going?
What do you mean, where's the money going? There's not a lot of money in the first place.
There's plenty of money. We have one of the most generous social welfare systems in the world.
And you can live on 208 quid a week, can you?
Yeah, if we're in a social pay, I was in the house, yeah. If we didn't have rent, didn't have medical bills, didn't have dental bills, didn't have any of that, fuel allowance.
We spoke to a woman earlier on who is really struggling to get by. She's got two kids at home and she just can't survive even with a part-time job. Now, what's your answer to her?
Where's the money going?
How many cigarettes does she buy in a week?
How many cans does she buy in a week?
She's not on the line for me to answer that question. So you want me to go through her entire budget, do you?
Well, that's what you need to do, yeah. If you want to feed, like, it's kids, it's not... Oh, I can't afford to go out with my mates tomorrow night. If you can't afford to feed your kids, you're doing something wrong.
Even if you're living on welfare?
Yeah, that's what welfare is to pay for. You get children's allowance as well on top of that.
Okay, so this report from Barnardo's is basically saying that two-thirds of Irish parents say their children have to go without essentials like clothing, heating and food in their latest report. And you're saying that those parents should have their children taken from them?
Yeah.
Right. Unfortunately, I don't have enough time to let any callers on.
Where are these children put? Where do they go? Yeah.
Who looks after all these kids then that are taken into care?
The state.
Oh, the state.
We've
We've a great reputation the Irish state has at looking after our children. So
that's such an Irish cop out. A Ballymun didn't work, so let's not build high buildings ever again in Ireland. Screw the housing crisis. The church for abusing kids. Let's never put the state in charge of kids again. Let them suffer at home with their parents. It's a ridiculous argument.
All right. Unfortunately, I don't have time, John, to let loads of calls on to hop you off the wall because I've absolutely no doubt they would because we're out of time.
Well, sorry, John, a final question for you. That's something we might come back to next week. And that question is this. Do you believe that people who are in low-paid jobs or don't have successful careers shouldn't be having big families?
Yes. Don't have it, you can't afford it.
So, and I'm just plucking this couple out of thin air. So, the wife works 20 hours a week behind the checkout in the local supermarket, okay? That's what she does. The man is, I don't know, give me a middle-paid job, Adrian, or something that wouldn't...
Security guard.
Or security guard, or taxi driver, because those wages can fluctuate. So, or security guard. So he's a nighttime security guard. She works in the checkout at a local supermarket. The average paid jobs, they're just basically getting by. You're saying they should not be planning to have kids, or certainly not more than one.
They sit down, look through their finances and see what they can afford. Same as they might buy a micro. They won't sit down and go, I might get a Lamborghini.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, John. I want to squeeze in one final message from Darren.
What is John on about? It's not the government's fault if Tricia here had three kids when she can't afford them and doesn't work. And isn't the government's fault if the father doesn't want to pay for the kids? Like, everyone blames the government for everything. They're not to blame for everything. Take a hard look at yourself in the mirror.
All right, thank you very much indeed. That goes back to the other John that was on just a while ago. Oh, that was a lively conversation, wasn't it?
Yeah, you attacked me like a bull.
Yeah, you deserved it.
Like a bull in the matador. That's what you were like.
Yeah, but you deserved it.
I didn't say anything.
Because you...
Because of what I was thinking. Yes. Adrian, by the way, is the thought police now.
Yeah, no, I know you.
What was the movie where Tom Cruise, they'd arrest people just for having criminal thoughts? What was that called?
What, there was a movie like that?
Oh, it was brilliant. It was basically set in the future. Tom Cruise was in it. And basically, the premise of the movie was, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that... Rather than arresting someone after they commit the crime, yeah?
Do you arrest them for thinking about committing
it? Wouldn't it be great to be able to tap into their brain?
Really?
Did you ever see this movie?
No.
Oh, it's class.
But you don't know the name of it?
I don't know. But anyway, that's what you are.
Does anybody know the name of this movie that he's talking about?
Tom Cruise. It's not A Few Good Men, by the way. It's a completely different movie. And that's what they did. They would, if you were walking by a shop, yeah?
So Tom Cruise walks past me and I'm thinking of going in and hijacking the shop.
Yeah.
He arrests me before I even get to do it.
Yeah, he would arrest you because he'd be able to tap into your mind.
That's a ridiculous premise even for a movie. You're making that up.
It was a science fiction movie, Ed. Science fiction. It wasn't real. Ah, Minority Report.
Minority Report.
Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh, what a movie. But that's what you are. You're Minority Report. You are Tom Cruise. when people don't say things, your argument now is, oh, you didn't say it, but you're thinking it.
Yeah, but well, that is a fact.
You've no idea.
I've known you long enough.
Do you know what's going on in my mind at the moment?
Yeah. I'll tell you exactly what's going on in your mind right now at this very second. I have to get out of here really quick because I have to get onto the M50 before the traffic.
Oh my God, it's Tom Cruise.
It's literally Tom Cruise. All right, we hope you've enjoyed this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you have, please hit subscribe or follow and share this podcast onto your own social media and let other people know that we're here. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Have a great weekend and we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.